This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. Today is July 15th, 1980, and my name is Bernice Sam. The lady's name is Mrs. Lina Fong. Mrs. Fong, 你叫做什么名啊? And what is your name?
Lina.
And where do you live?
Huh?
Where do you live?
Where I live?
Yes.
I live here now.
What is the address and the name of the place?
Garden Crest.
Convalescent home, is that it?
Convalescent.
And what is the address?
909 North Lucille.
Oh, wonderful. In Los Angeles, huh?
Los Angeles.
All right. Mrs. Fong, where were you born? Where were you born? Where?
I was born in New Westminster.
Where is that?
New Westminster.
Where?
12 miles from Vancouver, B.C.
Oh, I see. And
just
what
a little place.
What year were you born?
1895.
Can you tell me your whole birthday? Your birthday?
September the 20th.
And about how old are you now? How old are you?
I think 85.
Oh, that's wonderful. You are doing very well for 85. You are doing very well for 85. What kind of language do you speak at home?
I speak English and Chinese.
All right. Have you lived in Canada all your life?
No, I lived in, I came here in 1923.
You came to Los Angeles in 1923?
Yeah, in USA. Mm-hmm. I'm a citizen now.
Wonderful.
Of USA.
Aren't you proud to be American citizen?
I am. Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's all right, because my two daughters are born here.
Oh. Well, where did you go to school?
Vancouver.
Vancouver. When you first came to USA, approximately,
I didn't
how old
go
were
to school
you?
Here.
How old were you then when you
I
first came?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Did you work? Before, did you work before
I worked
you
hard
married?
Because my husband died young.
No.
She was only 7 years old.
I see.
I work as a waitress, and I work at the YMCA, as a file clerk, and I worked as a cashier in Alphonse, Beverly Hills, for 10 years.
So all these jobs took place, all these jobs took place in Los Angeles.
What?
In Los Angeles.
What?
All these jobs.
I got off the work at the YMCA and get the bus on and go out to our farms in Beverly Hills.
I see. All right. Now, where were you married? Where were you married?
I was married in Vancouver.
Oh. How did you select your husband? Why did you choose that man?
Well, he was older. I thought more stable than young men.
I see. So, in another word, nobody introduced you to him. You knew him.
Yeah.
And he knew you.
Yeah.
I see. All right, now then.
Well, if I didn't marry, they were going to take me back to China to get married to somebody else, a second wife or a concubine.
Is that
and
what?
I didn't want to go.
Is that what your mother said?
No, my mother didn't tell me nothing. It's my auntie.
Oh.
My auntie was the boss of me. She took her daughter back to China and got married, but they got divorced and came back.
Why didn't you want to go back to China to be married?
I don't remember. That was before I got married in Canada.
I know, but why didn't you want to go back to China?
I didn't want to be a concubine.
I see. Now, now that you are in America, do you miss Canada?
Yeah, I miss Canada. My husband had all his business in Canada. He did wonderful in Canada. I'm sorry we came up to the USA.
He was very well off in Canada?
Yeah, yeah.
But why did he come to America?
He came 203, same as I.
No, but why did he come to America?
Well, he thought he was going to make more money in the USA.
I see.
Instead, he lost everything he had.
Why do you suppose he lost the money?
Huh?
Why did you suppose he lost everything he had?
What'd you say?
Why did you suppose they lost everything? Why did Daddy lose everything?
Well, he thought he was going to make more money. Everything he invested, he went wrong.
So he was not very good in investing
no,
then?
No.
What kind of business were you in then?
In Canada, he had a pawn shop and a jewelry store. And he belonged to a big association. He was the president of a big association, the Herm Sun Association.
What kind of business did he get into when he came to America?
Oh, he went into herb and restaurant and everything. He didn't know how.
Was he born in China too?
Yeah, he was born in China.
Mm-hmm. So, now, right now...
We did wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right now, you
He sold everything in Canada and bring here and lost everything. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time.
I see. After he lost everything, what did he do to maintain a living?
I had to do the working. I worked hard.
Well, what did he do then along with you?
Well, he went to the vegetable stand, vegetable stand.
Was he doing pretty good?
And didn't make much money.
So how long did he stay with that kind of work, produce business? How many years?
I don't know.
But did he make enough for the? Did he make enough for the family?
In Canada, yeah.
No,
made,
here in America.
No, no.
Do you feel more like a Chinese or an American? Do you feel more like a Chinese or American? Do you feel more like a Chinese woman or American woman?
Yeah, I think I do, don't you?
What, Chinese or American?
Both.
All right. Did you ever feel sorry for did you ever feel sorry for being a Chinese?
No, no. I'm not sorry being Chinese.
When you were small, how did you learn Chinese? How did you learn Chinese?
Oh, my mother, we all talk Chinese.
Can you write Chinese too?
No. Write? No, I did go to school, but I lost it all. You lose it all. I went to Chinese school. I did good in Chinese, but lost it all. You have to keep practice.
When your daughters were small, did you send them to Chinese school?
Yeah, they went to Chinese school.
Why did you?
They didn't like it.
They didn't like it.
I didn't want them to keep talk Chinese too.
But even though they didn't like it, did they go to Chinese
school?
Yeah. How many years?
Not very long. I couldn't afford it.
Now, when anyone in your family was sick, family members were sick, did they use Chinese herb or American medicine?
What did they?
When we were sick, used Chinese herbs or American medicine?
Yeah, my husband believed in a lot of Chinese herbs, but he's kind of scared, half and half.
I see. Did you ever eat anything cooked with Chinese herbs?
Did you eat anything that was cooked with Chinese herbs, Mom?
Yeah.
Do you remember some of them?
No.
Now then,
husband did that. Mm-hmm. Took the medicine. He knows more than I do.
When you have time, what would you like to do for recreation? Look at the movies?
I can't read it, my eyes are.
What do you like to do for recreation?
I don't know.
You used to play mahjong.
Yeah, I play mahjong.
Oh, you used to play mahjong.
Yeah, I have still a friend come visit me.
Oh.
And I play mahjong.
That's a nice game, huh?
Yeah. She used to take me to the home. She was very good to me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's this daughter,
yeah.
Pat.
She's very good to me.
Oh,
she took me every time I went to play mahjong, she took me.
Do you usually win? Do you usually win?
Yeah, I used to win.
But how big a stake do you play?
We play $1,000.
That's nothing, huh?
No. No $5,000, too much.
Do you like ball games?
Huh?
Do you like ball games?
I used to. I used to be a baseball fan.
Oh, wonderful. Which team do you root?
Dodger.
Now, do you have any more relatives in China?
Not in China, I have in Canada. Mm.
Do you write to your friends then in Canada?
Well, my cousin. Mm. I don't write, no. She writes for me.
Do you still have lots of relatives in Canada? Do you still have lots of relatives in Canada?
Yeah, yeah.
So you came to Los Angeles in 1923.
Yeah.
Did your husband belong to any associations here?
Not here.
Excuse me. Hunha did you come from? what do you call Hunha? Village. What village did you come from?
She didn't.
I can't hear you.
No village. No, because she was born in New Westminster.
But still the father.
Oh, do you remember what village your father came from?
We came by boat, and we came by, and we went back, and we came by train.
No, not you, your father.
No, I don't.
What village in
China? I don't know.
They have Sam Yap or Se Yap?
Sam Yap.
Oh, Sam Yap.
Fa Yun.
Oh, Fa Yun.
Yeah.
Then I know where that is. Fa Yun.
Yeah.
See, you remember a whole lot.
Yeah, thank you.
In Los Angeles, which family do you consider is a very important family?
Fong.
Oh, the Fong family. Do you, your husband's a Chinese name.
Yeah.
What is it? Fong.
Fong Oi.
Fong Oi.
Yeah.
Oh, Fong.
You know the Oi Ji.
Go Oi. Fong Oi is your husband's name.
Fong Sao Oi.
Sao, I took Sao.
Yeah.
That was on the papers, I
think.
Oh. And his married name is Fong Term Man.
Now then, which individual, which person or persons in Los Angeles among the Chinese that you consider very important people?
No.
People, now we're talking about people.
You remember?
Well, yeah,
which people in here do you consider important? What Chinese people?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
All right, now then, what kind of jobs that most Chinese engage in before the Second World War? Before the Second World War, what kind of jobs did the Chinese work on?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I don't know where I was.
No, not, but what did they have mostly? What kind of work did everybody do before the Second World War? You don't remember, Mom? What everybody did?
Do you remember how much money they were making before the Second World War?
No, I don't.
How much were you making then?
I didn't know.
You don't remember that?
How much did you make?
I don't remember. I didn't really make very much at the YMCA. I only got $1.25 an hour.
$1.25 an hour?
Yeah.
What were you doing at the... what were you doing?
Filing.
Oh, filing.
Yeah.
And about what year was that?
I don't remember. When Mr. Jacobson was president.
Jacobson.
Jacobson.
Oh, God, 19... That was about 1960, huh?
I guess so. I don't remember.
1960, you still get only dollar and a quarter an hour?
Dollar 60, but it was the wire. Oh, it was almost like volunteer work.
Now, where did you live? Where did you live in Los Angeles?
Griffith Street, Griffith Avenue.
Griffith Avenue.
Oh, how long have you lived there?
We lived there a long time.
Soon after you came to the United States?
You lived in Long Beach first.
Yeah, we lived in Long Beach, our cousin's place.
Then you move up to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
About what time was
I don't remember.
Griffith.
I was born in Griffith.
Oh, you were? Yeah. Then it'll be about how
old? And my sister was in Griffith too, huh?
Yeah.
Then it'll be about
1920.
About 1920s. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when you bought that house, Mrs.
we didn't buy it, we didn't rent it.
Oh, all right. Did you have any trouble renting a place? Did you have any problem renting a place?
Well, the Chinese were living there before, and they give it to us to rent to stay. So we didn't have no trouble looking for
a
place.
Later on, when you were looking for another
place, they went someplace else. They bought a place of their own. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any problem then later on?
Huh?
Later on when you were looking for another place.
I can't hear.
Later on when you were looking for another place, did you have trouble finding another place?
Yeah. Can't pay the rent.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Had a hard time to pay rent.
But did you come across any bad treatments from the white people?
What did I?
Did you have any bad treatment from the white people?
No. Not that I can remember. Mm-hmm.
So all your neighbors were very nice to you?
Yeah. All my neighbors were American.
Mm-hmm. Now, at that time, when the Chinese saved the money...
When I work at the art store for FCUAT, I got $125 a month. And I paid the help, pay the rent and everything.
For Feng Xian, F-C-Y-O-N.
Feng Xian,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How much were you getting at that time?
$125
a month.
That was good pay.
What year was that?
I don't remember. I took care of all of his checks and everything.
Before the war.
I wrote his checks for him. He didn't know how to write. He divorced from his wife and children. And
before
then I took over.
Before the Second War, you were working for Feng Xian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. The second wife was an American lady.
No, it was second, I think.
Yes. Second wife is an English.
Yeah, American lady. Feng Xian?
Second wife is, she's a nurse.
Chinese.
Oh.
Now, do you happen to know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China?
No. My husband, Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
Yeah.
Guangwandong.
Oh, he likes Dr.
Yeah.
Sun. Now, the people, the Chinese in Canada, the Chinese in Canada, do they feel very close to China?
Yeah.
What do they do then? What did they
do? I don't know.
I mean, did they send money back to China? Did they send money back to China?
Some of them. Uh-huh. He had to keep his mother. His mother lived to her old age.
That is your husband's mother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had a brother that spent all the money he spent. Mm-hmm. He sent back the mother, he spent the money instead of the mother. He was a bad day.
Now, during the Depression, Mrs. Fong,
yeah.
Tell me, were the Chinese affected by the Depression?
Yeah, they survived them when they couldn't get it.
During the Depression, what did the Chinese do?
I don't know.
Did they have jobs?
More or less.
But how much money were they making?
Not much, because the money was cheaper, you know. when you spend $10, $20.
Mm-hmm. Now, then, did you ever feel there was hostility towards the Chinese in Los Angeles?
No.
Can you tell me which period is your most happiest period? Which period, which time, which years are the most happiest in your life?
When I was working for FC1.
Oh. Why was that the happiest?
I had to, because he gave me more pay.
Uh-huh. That's about 19 what?
Must be
it was
in
Los
Angeles.
1939 or 1940? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Then, which part of your life that you consider is most difficult?
When I had her, I had a hard time to pay the doctor.
Oh. Uh-huh.
She only charged me reasonable, mm-hmm. because she knew, she said I shouldn't have her. I'm glad I had her.
I should say. Is she your oldest child? Is she your oldest? Is she your oldest daughter?
No, my oldest was Lucille.
I see. Then, is there something in your life that you always remember?
Oh, remember her.
Oh.
No, but in Canada.
Something in your life that you always remember?
Yeah.
Your life in Canada?
Yeah.
Why do you always remember that?
I always wanted another daughter, yeah. I'm another child.
No, but in Canada, you had more fun in Canada.
I didn't have any children in Canada.
Uh-huh. So, what do you think, now the American-born Chinese like to have boys instead of girls. What do you think when you have two girls? Huh? They're all right? What do you think of interracial marriages? Chinese married to American or something like that?
Well, I don't like it so well.
Well, why don't you like it?
I don't know.
Do you happen to know of someone who married
out
of race?
Well, my cousins married American and they didn't last long.
Why didn't they last long?
I don't know.
Were they too young or?
No. My cousin married American.
Mm-hmm. But who did not like who?
The
boy did not like the girl or the girl did not like the boy?
I don't know.
In Canada, do you happen to know, or in America, do you happen to know many people returning to China to live for the rest of their lives?
No.
Would you like to go back and live?
No.
Now? Why not?
I don't have nobody there. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, sometimes in the movies, you see you see a Chinese portray a Chinese that looks very ugly, like with a long pigtail and all that. What do you think of that?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My father had a pigtail.
I know. But now men don't have pigtail anymore. But they still portray the Chinese with pigtail and a black hat with
it's too hot in here.
Oh, is it?
Just a minute.
All right.
Almost finished.
What kind of job do you think? What kind of jobs do you think you would like to see your sons go into if you had some sons? Any kind of jobs, like you want them to be doctors?
No, I don't know. It's up to them.
I see. Well, do you have anything else to tell me, Mrs. Fong? Do you have anything else to tell me?
No, not much more.
Are you very happy?
Are
you very happy here at the convalescent home?
Are you happy here at the convalescent home?
I have to. Mm-hmm. Nobody take care of me at home. Too much work for her.
Mm-hmm. So I
need help.
So you find it very comfortable here, right?
Yeah.
How do you You eat three times a day here.
Yeah.
What time do you get up in the morning?
I eat in bed in the morning.
Oh. At lunch, then what do you do?
I go to the dining room.
And dinner time?
Dinner time, I go to the dining
room. Wonderful. So what time do you go to bed? What time do you go to sleep?
About 9:30 after I take the sleeping pill.
Do you have to do that every day, take a sleeping pill?
Yeah, I'd rather, so I could sleep right through and don't hear nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are in very good shape, I think. You are in very good shape, we call it. Very good health.
Very good health.
Yeah, thank
you
goodness.
You look good. Uh-huh. Can you still read a little bit?
I try to read, but I can't see very well.
I see.
Harder hearing. No sense of smell, and hard to see.
Do you take a nap in the afternoon?
I can't because I got braces.
Oh.
The girls won't pick me up, take me off. They put me in bed, but they won't pick me up. So I might as well stay in my wheelchair.
All day long until lunchtime? You stay in your wheelchair all day until dinner time?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to stand in a wheelchair, that's why I have to keep moving.
Uh-huh. Do you you need someone to help you take a bath?
Yeah. I can't, this side's all paralyzed. I can't lift myself up.
Well, I think you're doing very well.
Thank you.
Very well.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mrs. Fong, I want to thank you very much for your
Your
contribution, and
yeah,
certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're looking
thank
very
you.
Well.
I thank you.
Well, I have to thank you very much. Thanks again.